Another month, another unemployment number. We're awaiting it this morning. I'm sick to death of the jargon, though. Double dip recession, downturn, depression, recession. This economy right now seems to be a battle of numbers and people, or numbers versus people. Just look at it. This week, layoff expectations doubled. Soldiers returning to the private sector, coupled with more public sector layoffs in the tens of thousands, choking off whatever recovery we were experiencing. The private sector, is it going to bail us out? Well, when it isn't laying off tens of thousands, like, say, Bank of America is planning to do over the next few months, the private sector is too skittish about the future to actually begin hiring. So where do we stand? Well, in a little over an hour, we'll get that latest job number, which is not expected to be great. 9.1% is probably going to stay about the same. But from here on out, 9.1% is really setting the stage for the presidential campaign to come. Here's President Obama speaking at his news conference yesterday.
Every independent economist who has looked at this question carefully believes that for us to make sure that we are taking out an insurance policy against a possible double-dip recession, it is important for us to make sure that we are boosting consumer confidence, putting money into their pockets, cutting taxes where we can for small businesses, and that it makes sense for us to put people back to work doing the work that needs to be done. That's exactly what this jobs bill does.
President, talking about his jobs bill, he sounds calm, but if you go onto the streets and listen to some of the demonstrators who call themselves the 99%, many people who are unemployed, you won't hear calm voices there. Joining us this morning, we're thrilled to have Lakshman Achuthan, co-founder and CEO of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Man, it's been a long time, Lakshman. Good morning.
It has, but I'm afraid I'm a bearer of bad news this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk in the beginning before we get to the numbers that you're expecting. Is there a tension between the private sector and the public sector on jobs? And it looks like we're going in the wrong direction, if that's the case, by laying people off at the federal level and welcoming back, people from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to become unemployed in the United States.
Yes. I think there is a tension there, simply or largely because we are in a downswing again of the business cycle, which means that the private sector is not going to be providing jobs growth in the months ahead. And as you mentioned, for other reasons, the government is actually laying people off into the downturn. So it's kind of a double whammy in that sense.
Is Obama correct when he says that every independent economist who has looked at this carefully believes there should be a jobs bill like he's proposing at the $460 billion pop?
Well, I'm not sure about every single person, but I think the sentiment he's trying to put forth is that it's not going to get better anytime soon. So if we can do something to mitigate that pain, we ought to think about doing that. And, you know, obviously he has his agenda, so he's trying to say that he's speaking to a certain constituency.
And I don't want to get partisan here at all, but are you saying, Lakshman Achuthan, that it is not the deficit that is the drag on the economy short term, it is the layoffs in the public sector that's more of a drag right now?
Well, the layoffs, you see, the business cycle is when we embrace a free market economy, we are embracing cyclical ups and downs, and we don't have a lot of control over when they come. So when they do come, policymakers on both sides of the aisle ought to be careful about not doing any harm when you're in a downturn. Because when you're in a downturn, it's kind of like your immune system is compromised, and any kind of negative event can get it could run out of control, kind of like what Lehman did during the last recession, which made it really, really bad. So in that sense, any sharp cut in spending during a recession or as you go into a recession is not a good idea. And likewise, any sharp increase in taxes in the short term, probably not helpful when you're already in a downturn. So for policymakers on both sides, I'd say let's not harm anything near term.
So Lakshman Achuthan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, what are you looking for in the unemployment numbers an hour and a half from now?
Well, you know, month to month it is a roll of the dice, but I think the trend is absolutely crystal clear. And this is the – I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off here. You know, you've got unemployment at 9% or thereabouts, and it's going to be moving up from here in the coming months. We're not going to see this recede anytime soon. That's very, very difficult news. So even though you have protesters and others saying, what are you talking about? There wasn't a recovery. There actually was a recovery. It was underwhelming. I'm not going to argue it wasn't enough. We didn't have enough time. But the news flash here is it is going to get worse before it gets better.
So the trend line is reversed. That's one takeaway.
Yeah.
Look across the Atlantic. Is Europe having an impact on the U.S. economy? And is a downturn that is global in scale going to slow any sense of a turnaround here? Or do we look to China to bring us all out of this?
Yeah. Look, here's the issue. Globally, we have a downturn in growth. In many countries around the world, big ones, all of Southern Europe, Japan, you have actually recessions like the U.S. is tipping into. So that's contractions in major parts of the world. Other parts like core Europe, Germany and France, and big countries like China and India and Brazil, they're all slowing, and in some cases sharply. So we don't get bailed out by exports growth, which was kind of helping our economy earlier this year. That's number one message. Number two, going back to what happens when you go into a recession. When you go into a recession, let's say the best case scenario is we have a mild recession.
Right.
Still, a window of vulnerability opens up where if there's a negative shock, and here's where I look to Europe, for example, if there's a negative shock that pops out of there, it could take something that would have been a mild recession and make it a lot worse. So that's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I am worried about it.
Well, that is something to worry about. Laxman Achuthan, before we go, do you think this is a normal business cycle looking globally, or is there some huge bad bet that's been made by the global financial sector that's caused this downturn?
Well, no, I think this is a kind of a more traditional business cycle compounded by the kind of turbulence in the wake of all the financial shenanigans that we saw unearthed with the last recession.
So it's that compromised immune system you're talking about. Great metaphor there. In a world where we're kind of getting sick of the metaphors on this downturn. Laxman Achuthan, thanks so much. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Thanks again.